and is just outside the center city, locally known as Uptown.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start here. You're doing really good. And just go ahead and read that first part and then stop.
The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Planning Department provides professional planning services to the city of Charlotte as well as unincorporated areas of Mecklenburg County. The department serves a population of about 800,000.
Okay, that's excellent. Let's do the next one.
The Elizabeth neighborhood is about 1 square mile and is home to 3,400 residents. It is one of Charlotte's first streetcar suburbs and is just outside the center city, locally known as Uptown. It is a mix of quaint residential streets and busy thoroughfares, small pockets of retail stores and restaurants, and major institutional uses, including 2 major hospitals and a large community college.
Okay, we'll do the next one.
Okay, I didn't like that last one. I had 2 uses of the word major in the same sentence. I mean, can we go back to that? And
sure, just say take 2 and start again.
All right.
Go ahead anytime.
Take 2. The Elizabeth neighborhood is about 1 square mile and is home to 3,400 residents. It is one of Charlotte's first streetcar suburbs and is just outside the center city, locally known as Uptown. It is a mix of quaint residential streets and busy thoroughfares, small pockets of retail stores and restaurants, and major institutional uses, including 2 hospitals and a large community college.
Okay, that sounded good. Let's do the next one.
Planning Department staff, in collaboration with other city and county staff, developed and produced the Elizabeth Area Plan in-house over a period of 2 years. The plan provides policy guidance for decisions concerning land use and development, community design, transportation, public facilities, and the environment.
I'm going to ask you to read that first sentence again, the Planning Department staff.
Yeah, I'm going to want to change... I'm going to change a word in there.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay, take 2 for this.
Take 2. Planning Department staff, in collaboration with other city and county departments, developed and produced the Elizabeth Area Plan in-house over a period of 2 years. The plan provides policy guidance for decisions concerning land use and development, community design, transportation, public facilities, and the environment.
Yeah, that second read was much better, the wording. Okay, the next one.
The Elizabeth Area Plan is innovative in both process and product. Its approaches to plan development are readily transferable to other projects. The plan's high quality is indicative of the level of stakeholder involvement and planning staff's commitment to excellence. It includes strategies for the implementation of policies and recommendations.
Yep, that was good. Next one.
Upon completion of a staff assessment of the area's existing conditions, an initial public meeting was held in September 2009 to introduce the plan. A citizen advisory group was recruited, which worked alongside staff to develop the plan over the following 18 months.
Okay.
A final public meeting unveiling the draft plan was held in May 2011. From there, final revisions were made throughout the plan review process.
That's good.
The format for stakeholder meetings was adjusted early in the process to allow for more direct, hands-on involvement by the group in the development of plan policies. Planning staff researched best practices for effective meetings, incorporating innovative techniques and exercises into the CAG meetings. I didn't like that one.
Okay, just when you get ready, say take 2.
Well, I don't like the wording, but I'll just read it again. Take 2. The format for stakeholder meetings was adjusted early in the process to allow for more direct, hands-on involvement by the group in the development of plan policies. Planning staff researched best practices for effective meetings, incorporating innovative techniques and exercises into CAG meetings.
Okay, what was your name again?
Kathy.
Kathy suggested that you drop the...
Into CAG meetings.
Into CAG meetings.
Yeah. Good.
And call that take three?
Take three. The format for stakeholder meetings was adjusted early in the process to allow for more direct, hands-on involvement by the group in the development of... Let me start that again. I'm sorry.
Okay, call it take four.
Take four. The format for stakeholder meetings was adjusted early in the process to allow for more direct, hands-on involvement by the group in the development of plan policies. Planning staff researched best practices for effective meetings, incorporating innovative techniques and exercises.
Okay, next one.
The Elizabeth Area Plan is much more than a land use plan. It also functions as a clearinghouse for other city and county plans, policies, and recommendations. These include future streetscape cross-sections, urban design policies, and site-specific development concepts that illustrate how plan policies might be implemented in future development.
Okay, that one was good. We'll go to the next one.
Many of the public participation strategies and techniques can yield similar positive results in a variety of planning processes and other endeavors. They are easily transferable. Hands-on exercises, such as recording stakeholder feedback on large wall graphics and constructing scale model streets and buildings using wooden blocks, both of which were used in developing the Elizabeth Area Plan, are now being used by planning staff working with other stakeholder groups on a variety of plans and projects.
Okay, that's good. Next one.
The Elizabeth Area Plan is a one-stop guide for neighborhood residents, property owners, public officials, architects and design professionals, and the development community. The plan documents combination... Sorry, messed up.
You can do a pickup from the plan.
Okay. The plan documents combination of text, graphics, maps, and photographs designed and formatted by the planning department's in-house graphic designer provide clear and concise policy direction on future neighborhood development.
Okay, that's good. Next one.
The implementation of plan policies and recommendations is facilitated by an implementation guide included as part of the area plan document. It is a menu of action items that can be undertaken by both the public and private sectors that will, over time, translate the plan's policies into reality.
Let's do that one more time and drop it on the end.
The implementation of plan policies and recommendations is facilitated by an implementation guide included as part of the area plan document. It's a menu of action items that can be undertaken by both the public and private sectors that will, over time, translate the plan's policies into reality.
I'm not going to make you do that whole thing. You can pick up and say, over time, and read the last line.
Both the public and private sectors that will, over time, translate the plan's policies into reality.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Next page.
The Elizabeth Area Plan is a comprehensive resource that addresses a broad range of goals and objectives. Its adoption by Charlotte City Council in November 2011 culminated a successful collaboration of professional planning staff, city and county officials, residents, property owners, and neighborhood stakeholders. The plan has united these disparate groups in a shared vision for the future of the Elizabeth neighborhood.
Just maybe take out disparate.
Let me start again. Take two. The Elizabeth Area Plan is a comprehensive resource that addresses a broad range of goals and objectives. Its adoption by Charlotte City Council in November 2011 culminated a successful collaboration of professional planning staff, city and county officials, residents, property owners, and neighborhood stakeholders. The plan has united these groups in a shared vision for the future of the Elizabeth neighborhood.
Yeah, that just, your talking was better with that. Okay, last one.
The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Planning Department expresses its gratitude to APA's County Planning Division and the National Association of County Planners for this award. Thank you.
Okay, that's got it.